In Matthew chapter 15 and verse 30 tells us that a great multitude came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. In the majority of cases, Jesus responded at once to a request, but with Lazarus, whom he loved, it was different. The delay in relieving the critical sick appears somewhat perplexing. When Martha and Mary saw how sick their brother was, they immediately sent a message to Jesus, saying, "Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick." When Jesus received that message, we would have thought that such a heart-moving appeal would have met with immediate action on his part. And because his presence was not necessary to healing, he could have spoken the word only where he was. The miracle of healing would have taken place. But when Jesus received the sad news, the Bible said he abode there 2 days still in the same place where he was. How could he delay in healing the one he loved? To make his actions more mysterious, his words, on learning that Lazarus was dead, seemed heartless. "I am glad for your sake that I was not there," he told his apostles. Can you imagine how that Jesus not showing up until Lazarus was in the grave? Can you imagine how this disturbed his two sisters, whom he also loved? Did they have any doubts that perhaps he was not as loving and powerful as they had thought him to be? Did Martha, always troubled about many things, say to her sister, "Why does he not hurry?" What distress of heart must have been theirs? Healings delayed are hard to understand, and in the waiting period, doubt often arises. When the Lord's ear seems heavy, and he cannot hear, and his heart seems hard that he does not respond to the urgent plea for help, faith sometimes weakens. The sisters in Bethany never doubted for a moment that Jesus would just pick right up and come and heal their brother. But he didn't. Often God's divine dealings with us are mysterious. Although Jesus loves us, love permits pain, sickness, and death. When he heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode there 2 days, still in the same place where he was. Jesus stayed away from Bethany, not because he did not love them, but because he did love them. Although Martha and Mary may have thought that Jesus was being neglectful, he never is. He was aware of all that transpired in that home. The gradual growing worse of Lazarus, the anguish of his sister as they watched him die, the funeral procession to the rocky tomb, Jesus knew it all. Jesus also knew that he had a better plan, a better way. God's ways are above our ways. His thoughts are above our thoughts. His plans are above our plans. His steps may linger, but his watchful interest never does. There is not a sigh, a pain, a tear that escapes our Lord's notice. There is not a raising of the pulse that he does not feel. He sits as the refiner of silver. He knows our sorrows and is acquainted with our grief. He slumbers not, nor sleeps. A silent heaven is the greatest mystery of our Christian experience. Martyrs have died with faces turned to heaven and hearts upraised in prayer to God. But the heavens seemed as hard as brass, and the God of their prayers as powerless as themselves, or as callous as their persecutors. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.